Japan's GDP tanks. China's exports, though, clipping right along. And just like the apple vendors on the street corners in the Great Depression. Hi, I'm Charles Goyette, and this is your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary for Monday, September 8th. First, not much on the economic calendar for the week. One closely watched item is the monthly Census Bureau Commerce Department report on retail sales. The report for August comes out on Friday. Retail sales growth has been weak. In fact, no sales growth shown in the July report. For August, the consensus guesstimate is for a 0.6% increase in retail sales. Congress reconvenes this week from their late summer vacation, although many members get testy when we call it a vacation. A nationally televised speech from President Obama on his ISIS strategy, that's on Wednesday. Secretary of State John Kerry will be jetting back to the Middle East. European finance ministers convene for a meeting in Milan on Friday. And already, many in the U.S. markets are looking forward to the next Fed meeting. That's a little bit over a week away, beginning on the 16th of September. Bad news reported on Japan's GDP this weekend. For the second quarter, GDP shrank at a 7.1% rate. That's the fastest contraction in 5 years. Last spring's tax hike is to blame. In April, the national sales tax was hiked from 5 to 8%. And if that's not enough, the tax is scheduled to be hiked again in October of 2015, all the way up to 10% this time. Now listen to this. Japan's economic minister says that the tax won't be hiked again without steps being taken to stimulate the economy. So they burden the economy with new taxes on one hand, and they try to stimulate it with other measures on the other hand. This is not only pure folly, this is pure cronyism. What actually happens is that some sectors of the economy are burdened while the government provides special favors and subsidies for the politically connected and for influential sectors. China's exports grew in August, up 9.4% over the previous August. As strong as that looks, and it does look strong, it was actually down from the 14.5% rate reported in July. And does anybody remember the tales of all the struggling people, the unemployed selling apples on America's street corners during the Great Depression? Well, the LA Times had a story this weekend reporting on the growing rank of sidewalk vendors in this country, a story about laid-off professionals, war veterans, single mothers on America's streets. There are 10,000 of them, sidewalk vendors, the paper reports, in LA County alone. It's just the new normal at work. The stock market may hit all-time highs, but one way to assess something of public enthusiasm for these markets is by the TV ratings. Well, things aren't that good at CNBC. The Wall Street Rah-Rah Channel, CNBC's ratings among 25 to 54-year-olds, that's the money demo, have now fallen to a 21-year low. And that's your Freedom and Prosperity commentary for the new week. I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.